This is Ozarks at Large. Residents of three Arkansas counties, Benton, Madison, and Sharp, who this month voted in favor of legal alcohol sales in previously dry counties, should be in excellent spirits given that the tally went in their favor. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, if you wish to go into the spirits business, you better be prepared to follow some stiff rules.
Rock music blares as an employee at Weddington Liquor in West Fayetteville arranges bottles of whiskey this Monday morning in preparation for a busy week. The sales floor is organized, hard liquor to the left, wines on the right. Lots of micro-brewed and Arkansas-made beers fill chilled glass cases lining the walls. Weddington Liquor also sells retail alcohol to a private club in Rogers, but that contract will soon come to an end. That's because residents in Benton County voted 2-1 this election in favor of the manufacture or sale of intoxicating liquors. The ballot initiative called Keep Dollars in Benton County was funded by Stuart and Tom Walton, grandson heirs to the Walton family fortune. Together, they contributed more than $663,000. In Madison County, nearly 3,800 residents out of 6,600 registered voters were in favor of alcohol sales. And in Sharp County, nearly 3,890 voters out of 7,350 were in favor. And the Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which oversees licensure, is seeing a surge in permit applications. But Director Michael Langley says off-premise packaged liquor store permits are limited based on population. Madison County, with less than 16,000, can have just 3 liquor stores.
In Benton County's situation, it's eligible for 55 retail liquor package stores, which means they have the right to sell spirits to go.
And those applications will be made available beginning December 1st.
They'll fill them out. They'll complete a criminal background check. They'll submit their applications with their $2,000 during a time period that we set. After all the applications have been received and that time period ends, ABC will then go do a follow-up investigation to make sure that, to verify everything that's contained in the applications. We will then, probably in April or May, seems to be the initial indication, have a drawing here in Little Rock in which we do a double-blind drawing to determine the order in which people will appear in front of the ABC board to have their applications considered.
The board will meet within 30 days of the drawing.
Once those hearings are held, then people will be issued their permits when their buildings are ready to open, when their businesses are ready to open, and then they'll begin to start selling alcohol. So you're looking at June or July to do that.
Madison County has no private clubs, but Benton County has more than 130. So what happens to them?
They continue as private clubs. The rules are relaxed in some things that they can do. If you drive by Benton County private club, their outdoor patios are hard to see in, or you can't see inside them. Those types of obstructions can be removed if, in 6 months, Benton County chooses to hold another election for liquor by the drink. They can do so, which will then open them with the ability to switch over from a private club permit to a restaurant mixed drink permit and be a for-profit company.
For 40 years, private clubs in Arkansas dry counties, by law, have had to purchase alcohol in-state, paying retail prices, but that practice changes as counties transition to wet.
They can apply for a retail beer permit and a restaurant wine permit, and once they receive those, or an on-premise wine permit, either one, once they receive those, they can buy their beer or their wine directly from a wholesaler. However, they still have to buy their hard liquor from a retail package store until there's a liquor by the drink vote.
This election, Sunday liquor sales passed in Tontytown, Springdale, and Ozark. But in Boone County, which voted in favor of alcohol sales in 2010, the community of Lead Hill failed to pass a Sunday alcohol measure. Patrick Hunter, assistant to Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett, says the transition from dry to wet has not, which some had warned, led to more crime.
Indeed, none of those statistics increase as a result of alcohol sales. If anything, there's and it's very early to say to have any statistical reliability, but it seems to indicate that some of those numbers have even gone down as a result. Purchases for such alcohol, instead of having to drive to the border, are happening locally. It's minimizing, therefore, oftentimes the use of drunk driving to and from the border and coming back home. So in a way, it makes sense, but it is still early on to give any statistical reliability.
Hunter says it took Harrison, the county seat, a good 5 months before package sales of liquor, beer, and wine were widely available and potential sales tax revenue could be estimated.
I want to stress it's very estimated, but we're predicting an annual revenue off of alcohol to be roughly $300,000.
Which is all going into the general fund.
And as of this most recent election on November 6th, we are now able to sell liquor by the drink to invite franchises such as Applebee's or Red Lobster to be able to come to town.
But Boone County will likely see a drop in alcohol sales revenue because patrons in the south from Madison County won't have to travel north to purchase their beer, wine, and liquor. Kingston resident Bob Barton initiated the successful ballot initiative campaign titled Keep Money in Madison County.
We were very pleased that the people in Madison County seemed to agree with us.
And although Barton has ceased campaigning forever, he says he's had enough, he's now being queried by residents about how to secure alcohol sales permits.
Most of them are confused enough about what type of license it is that they want that it's going to take a little while, I think, for everybody to figure that out.
Barton doesn't believe alcohol sales will change things.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to change the local culture much at all. That was part of our reasoning behind changing the law, because there is no culture of dryness in Madison County. It's just we're legally dry. But the only thing that I think in the near term that will be apparent in changing the county is the convenience stores. Various different convenience stores around the county will undoubtedly put off-premises or beer for off-premises consumption in. But other than that, I don't think it's going to have a huge effect, and certainly not a real apparent one immediately, not at all.
Bob Barton expects a nice increase in county revenue, which he said during his campaign could be used to renovate a crumbling county courthouse and jail. Now, what happens if any of the new liquor stores fail? Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control Board Director Michael Langley.
Inventory, if a liquor store goes out of business, is usually sold to another liquor store, but it is sold in one bulk section. You can't continue to run it, or you can't just sell a piece of it. It's all sold to somebody else who wants to take it, but it's sold as a lot.
Residents in the three counties interested in home brewing can go into the business by opening microbreweries and even distilleries to manufacture alcohol.
If you want to open a brew pub, there are it's simply an application process through the state of Arkansas. They make application, they set up their establishment. They make sure, depending on whether it's going to be a brew pub or a distillery, they meet the requirements set by the federal government.
But restaurants that apply to sell alcohol are limited to what type? Confusing, right? But it's all spelled out on the state Alcoholic Beverage Control website. And Director Michael Langley warns those who apply for a new alcohol sales license will need to be patient because, for the first time since Prohibition, Arkansas now has a majority of wet counties. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.